The Surgeon General warns Americans to brace for one of the hardest and saddest weeks ever. But the president struck a more optimistic tone at last night's briefing. That's our third thing to know this morning. Let's go live to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, where's this optimism coming from?
Well, I think it's coming from the data that you just talked about. I mean, Dr. Deborah Birx said last night also that the number of people who are testing for coronavirus, there's a smaller percentage of them that are testing for coronavirus as opposed to perhaps other things. But elsewhere, Dr. Birx said, the spread is continuing. She talked about New Jersey. She talked about other parts of the country. And in fact, over the weekend, she said that this is the time where people should stop going to the pharmacy. They should stop going to the grocery store in many parts of the country. So even as there were some possible positive indications in yesterday's data, this was a weekend where you had the Surgeon General saying that this is our 9/11 Pearl Harbor moment, and Dr. Anthony Fauci on Face the Nation said we're struggling to get the outbreak under control.